Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. Jenny Brame always wanted a career where she could help patients. Today, she is the director of the undergraduate and graduate dental hygiene program at the UNC Adams School of Dentistry, where she focuses on training dental hygienists to educate patients about oral health care. She is passionate about teaching and mentoring junior faculty.
Dental hygienists are licensed oral care professionals who focused on prevention and treatment of oral diseases, as Professor Brame explains.
It's much more than just a cleaning. We also work very closely with patients to teach them about overall health care and the role of oral health and how that intertwines. We do screenings for oral cancer, interpret dental radiographs, in addition to what most people think of as removing the plaque and tartar in an appointment. But there's also education of patients about proper oral health care and how to maintain healthy teeth and gums. One of the most exciting things that's happened recently in our state is on January 16th, the North Carolina State Board of Dental Examiners approved a change that will provide more access to dental hygienists to help underserved populations. And this change is going to allow dental hygienists to do screenings and cleanings in some public schools and elder care and special needs facilities, even if a supervising dentist has not done an in-person exam of the patient. This change will enable more access to dental care for 2.4 million people in underserved areas of the state. In North Carolina, there are 13 dental hygiene programs. UNC offers a baccalaureate and master's degree. Both are hosted within the School of Dentistry. Carolina's program is the only full-time on-campus dental hygiene program, and it offers a master's degree that prepares individuals for education, research, administration. The curriculum meets the future needs of our profession and the state. Our graduates have access to a great alumni base, and our graduates from both the undergraduate and the master's program are highly sought after as clinicians and future leaders. Being in the School of Dentistry affords them opportunities that they would not have in other learning settings, and some of these opportunities provides them with that rich experience to prepare them for leadership roles and advanced clinical roles. Dental hygienists from our program are well respected, not only in North Carolina, but in other states as being highly trained clinicians, critical thinkers, evidence-based practitioners. That affords our students opportunities to work intraprofessionally with other dental students and also interprofessionally with individuals from other disciplines.
In 2019, the Dental Hygiene Program launched a strategic plan to empower lives through better health with an initiative of integrated care and collaborative scholarship.
Dental hygiene will be integrated into the curriculum with the dental students. While the Dental Hygiene Program is located in the dental school, it hasn't been fully integrated into classes and clinics with students that are training to be dentists. So going forward, we're doing more interprofessional activities. The dental students and the dental hygiene students will work alongside each other, learning and treating patients together. Students will begin learning and working together fall 2021 in the clinics, where they will be providing care for patients together. In the clinic, they will be working together in simulation labs, much more like real practice. Much of the dental school and the dental hygiene programs overlap in the first 2 years of their classes. One example is dental anatomy class, and hopefully we will have our students integrated together, and the integration is going to occur both in the classroom and in the clinic. We have been doing more interprofessional education as well as intraprofessional education. And the idea is for students from different health-related programs to learn from, with, and about one another and collaborate to improve person-centered care. Dental hygiene has been a part of several new projects on campus. We work very closely with the Office of Interprofessional Education and Practice. One example is dental hygiene students going and teaching nursing students how to do a head and neck exam. We've also partnered with audiology, and in turn, their students and faculty come to teach our students about hearing health and how to communicate with patients who have hearing challenges. Another example that we are currently active in is a geriatric case study that brings together 11 disciplines from across campus, including dental, dental hygiene, nursing, nutrition, physical therapy. They all learn together in groups how to deliver coordinated care to patients. And as we do these training programs across disciplines, we have found a great deal of synergy. Our students are energetic to be learning in this type of environment. We're preparing them for a future practice in value-based healthcare delivery system.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.